Hello there, and welcome once again to the Hey Okay King podcast. As always, I am your host, Mr. Reiner King. I am the Heyoka, but my last name is King. So it's the Heyoka King. And since it's a podcast, then you got a podcast. I'm not the King of Heyokas. I'm just a Heyoka with the last name King. So to clarify, duality in the recognition of a situation, there can be goods and bads, but each side has its own personal gain. Do you find yourself lost in the equation of what you need in life? Do you estrange yourself with the mentality that you just don't know what you're doing? It's really not that difficult. You just gotta move. Keep doing the things that you think need to be done. Go in the places you need to go. If you stagnate, you'll find that there really is nothing worth doing beyond a repetition. The ability of only moving is different than the ability of moving with purpose. And once we only move to prevent the gears from rusting, what's the point of going for that hardware update? You know? What's the point of trying to ascend if you've plateaued? I'm lost inside the equation of trying to simulate. Am I the bad person in this scenario? I don't feel like much of a bad guy, but I also don't feel like much of a good guy. Re-elevate into the equation to notice that the situation at hand is that I, in fact, do have bad sitting posture. Maybe this comes directly into shape where my sitting posture is different than my standing posture, which my standing and walking posture might be okay. But this directly affects my lower back region if I go to sit. One who sits operates different levels of de-stressed muscle than one who stands. One who stands, their muscle is assimilated just into the state of the moving muscle, and the relaxed muscle is in a different position than where it feels locked in when it is still in its positioning of sitting down. Do you actually have anything to say, or did you just want to go on and entertain the conversation that I was craving again? I don't think you understand, buddy. I'm not evil. I'm self-expressive. Self-expressive in the only way I know how. There is a potential to do anything. More often than not, what we do seems like nothing. Because we only do what we know. We get to a point where we're not forced to escape our comfort zone, so we just don't. And if we have to, it just seems so strenuous. It seems more difficult than it is. Because in our minds, we don't want to assume that there's anything that can be learned. So we become evil. Yes. The evil bad guys do exist in this realm as well. You can't just escape them just because you want them to no longer be around you. The biggest evil bad guy of all is yourself. Whether you're a guy or a girl, the bad person is yourself, limited to your mindset of evaluation and not through your displacement, imaginative stature. That things can change, and positioning in a situation is different with the more experience gathered. You cannot function in a mind that only looks at the past as reference. You must function in a mind that accepts that the future could hold new things. If you do not, you will be having a bad time. And nobody wants to have a bad time. We get lost. We get lost deep in the expressiveness of the moment. But did you know that the moment is more than just in the now? It forms what the soon, the later could be. You cannot sit there in line with the awe for what the future holds. She said she wasn't much afraid of the ghost in the mirror. He said, that ain't no ghost and no mirror, that's me. Talking to myself. How fearful of you, of the ghost. The ghost is your own image of what you want to be. Who are you? Says the ghost. But the nightmare stands still, for this is not who I am. This is not who I feel to be. The char resined earth sat, burnt on the outside towards somewhat of a brownish gray hue. And once again, I've noticed that my sitting back was positioned in a way that would assume that I have bad sitting posture. You always say stand up straight, but how about sit up straight? Maybe I was afraid of being a ghost. Maybe being a ghost was something that was inescapable. I tell them I got some soreness in my back, soreness in my spine. May I please have some ibuprofen? You get in a car entanglement with the police, and they unrightfully assume that you have stolen your own automobile. The police then tassels you and gives you a rough time, only to realize that the car is in fact owned in your possession. When you get to the hospital gives you a medicine that says you cannot drive. This is to succeed pain, physical head trauma caused by the policemen officers unrightfully attacking you by assuming that you were a car thief. But there was no car theft. What is the point? Life is obstructed by the protrusions that this is what is going on. But what is all that going on now, perhaps, is only the distraction of what would be going on, but is not. I never really wanted to say this to anybody, but I went to the desert for a reason. The desert understood what I was trying to understand myself, what I was trying to do. 10 o'clock in the morning, huh? How interesting. Let the world see. God, it's like always five small things that group together make the greater purpose of one average thing that holds us back. Presented towards us by the ineptitude of stalwart communities with your peers, what you would consider a loved one. So what are we doing?
Do you even know? Because when I'm stuck inside the desert of thought, I have to ask myself,
why are the sands so dry? Why is it so hot up here in these windy plains of a hard, wrought life? And I tell myself, am I in the desert by choice? Would I rather be in the jungle, oversaturated by the potential of a downpour, a monsoon of emotion and physical cataclysm, when I could be in the desert, which seems like there's nothing? What's better, having a vast overabundance or a vast minute? I don't know.
Speak further and further into the days of the mountain with the rising sun. The sun stays up longer in these parts.
I found joy at about 6:30 in the morning, and I stared out and I saw that not only does the sun stay up until about 8 o'clock, the warmth feels good on my back, on my shoulders. I say, oh please, my back and my spine. It is not good because I sleep on my side. Oh no. Here you are. Histrionomy states that you are the bad guy. So, for reference, you are the one that holds yourself back. I removed myself, my name, my ID from the equation and found that this is a universal equation for anybody, for me, I would be the one that could hold myself back with my beliefs instilled upon by others, or, you know, my lack of morale in the given proximate situation, to outwardly expand and affect the situation here to come. Was I foolish? Was I dim-witted? Or was something inside of me simply just slowed down past irrelevance? I did not know who I was. Simply stated, the stacking of editorials seemed better than just one multiplicative of what I thought necessary to who I was. As I would splice and splice and splice to get to the root, minute denominators, only for the coercion of my mind's intellect to be disturbed, burdened by one thing and one thing only. I was not the bad guy. I was just a haunting nightmare of what I wanted myself to be as an excuse. I gained weight and age from sitting around and being stressed out. I knew that there was something unattractive about how I felt towards myself. But the rage just
continuously pulled in the same location in what I would call this little lagoon, if you will. The water flows from the ocean and gets trapped in some sort of low tide. These pools of water then reconnect with the ocean during high tide. The lagoon was brought only here to an ancient oasis that once extended across the land. But the upheaval of land in the northeast promoted a grounding effect of land, you know, there prior. What comes up must bring others down in a way. And this divine oasis sank deeper and deeper to the ground until the lagoon formed. I guess I was just tired of feeling like my body snapped and cracked with each step. But I was overwhelmed by my own ego to boost my own morale to get back on the ride. Propelling myself once again to the desert. As duality kicked in, I would encounter myself as the villain and as the on-pressing hero that would destroy the bad guy, the current state of myself that was depriving me of momentum. Dueling it up, the same cunning mentalities of the past. I just needed to be more alive, and that was all. Instead of sinking into a tiring, depressing state, I could go be awestruck and inspired. Ooh. And the amount of time that I would divulge with myself about what I would consider being a creative sinks deeper and deeper to the context, the subtext, if you will, that I was in a still dormant state. And most of my interactions, behaviors, was filler activity for something I would do otherwise. I was consuming my time with nothingness, because nothingness was all that seemed familiar. The distractions of being adventuresome and whimsical were then replaced with the only viable alternative is being still and formulative. But a still operation is not the same as one that instills life and a light behind the eyes. I speak of my own personal journey because I pay for this podcast. And also, wisdom is from a shared collective of experience. My experiences could be proved quite worthy and dawning to those that might also find use of something similar in the diminutive state of what my actions have brought me. Everything is relative to some extent of the transfer of experience to like experience. So it would make sense that someone would be able to relate to something that I would say, simply just because they may be in a similar situation themselves. You never know when you might just try to be a little spooky
and then you want to be like a little hippie, but then a hippie and brought up, because when you're in a good state of mind, people that want to experience the good in their soul, you know, were comfortable around you. But then you can't take drugs and try to be in a gang. If you try to do drugs and be in a gang and be evil, let me tell you something. That's not good. So you have a conflict of interest where you're deciding if you want the comfort of inclusion by being a bad guy, but you also want the peace of mind by being a good guy. Duality can exist uniquely inside of one's mind. But once you start to branch out further and further into the physical life, it does become difficult to have two viewpoints that actually just kind of like counteract each other's burdens and meanings. So you cannot be one that works with heat and one that works with cold and expect your situations that never have them coincide with each other's interests and have them say, well, we need to be hot. No, we need to cool down. No, we need to heat up. So the more you put into the energy pools, the more you have to deal with. And the more you have to deal with, more often than not, the more it'll say, I don't agree with you, and you'll have inconsistent variables because of what does not agree with the other thing. And that's what it's all about. Ten 18 on a Friday. I'm in love with hope. I'm in love with the idea that if I put in the effort, I can get out of the desert. Maybe I can find myself a luscious plain where I feel young again. Where my pain's not being ignored, but it's just gone because I'm moving. I saw the parallels of rot, of filth, of myself versus whom I would consider an old master of mine. These parallels seemed uncanny, too uncanny for me to find comfort in what I would consider, I understand what's going on. I don't like it, though. I understand the normative and relative laws and principles are uniquely similar, but one states that things, you know, equals what they be to one another, and the other one equals what you allow it to be in your own mind to be, you know, relative to that experience. So if you combine both of that, then you get congruency. And the law of congruency states that things are equal in their natural forms, not just because they're made in equal measure, but because sometimes a lesser purpose is just as equal as a greater purpose if it keeps things in balance, if it keeps things in order. Order isn't necessarily about being in equal balance. Sometimes order is just what keeps the strings attached at the seams. Distribution in different areas is always the proper nourishment than just the assumed assessment that things have to be in equal measure. And that's it. You can fit more people on the ground than you can fit on a boat, which is the extension of travel from ground to sea. But when it comes to form of transportation, walking on a boat is equal in order to walking on the land. And that's just how it be. Sometimes the fundamentals of our mind, the fundamentals of our world are a lot more simpler than we would like to let on.
The only thing that can actually say that something is unequal to something else is distributes improper function. Improper function is never good, because if something doesn't work, that's the first telltale sign that it needs to be changed, because it's not in proper balance. That's about it. The times of the sun seem more important for the livelihood of a realm where people experience charm and experience adventure is more important than the structure in which one would just sit to allow their comfort, that they have retired to a position of relaxing versus being in the current position of finding, seeking, growing, expanding, evolving, ascending. The great sun gave me strength. The great sun pierced through my skin and healed my wounds. My wounds were brought on from the pain that not only was I the bad guy, but the bad things that I had done to myself were the only reason things were the way they were. You wanted to tell me that you thought that I was the bad guy. Don't you understand? That's not how things be going down. I looked up the parts of my life that made me feel like I wasn't at peace. It was the fact that my body felt fractured, my body felt broken. Natural, equal, and extension of my limbs seemed difficult at the time, because I let my body go physically in the form of drinking large amounts of alcohol and not necessarily feeling so keen on myself. The extension of my rotting limbs extended only from the inactivity and upkeep of proper movement. It was due to litigation of my own knowledge against itself. I knew what I had to do to be in shape, but instead I laid on the bed every day, smoking vast amounts of marijuana and doing nothing else productive with my time, led me to feel in the physical, contorted, broken form that I now was in. I was in the desert because I dried out the waters of tranquility and purpose in my life. But nothing would ever stop the possibility of turning that desert back into the lagoon, back into the wastes, back into the glorified mountainous waterfall range with nice little streams. That was my life. While the ocean may be in motion, I have not been showing my greater purpose devotion. I have fallen to the sand where each grain is just a fracture of what my soul is. Don't end up in the desert yourself, for it may just seem like you are the one that's barren of life. Okay, so basically, Ape King Podcast is brought to you by Bad Weekend Productions. Since it's Friday, obviously, this is podcast time more than any other day when I just randomly do it. We get it done. We'll be seeing music, we'll be seeing podcasts, we'll be seeing creativity unsprung. 10:26.